This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Sharon Taylor, please note the following medical letter, period. Sharon is Sharon, last name Taylor, Taylor. On June 10th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the client over the phone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 70-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 182 pounds, who is involved in a slip and fall injury on or about October 26, 2024, period. This occurred at the Speedway gas station outside when she slipped on oil, period. She fell forward on her hands and knees, period. She had immediate pain that became worse later in the day, period. The pain areas involve the low back, comma, left knee, comma, right shoulder, comma, right elbow, comma, bilateral palms, comma, fingers, comma, bruised legs, comma, bilateral hips, comma, and feet, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing pain in the low back, comma, left knee, comma, and right shoulder, period. New paragraph. The low back pain. Was treated with possible physical therapy, comma, medication, comma, and chiropractic care, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is burning and itching, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the bilateral buttocks and hips, as well as down the legs, period. The right leg is greater than the left, period. New paragraph. The left knee pain was treated with surgery July of 2025, comma, physical therapy, comma, medication, comma, chiropractic care, and an injection, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a swelling and throbbing as well as stabbing pain, period. The intensity varies from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates halfway down the leg, period. New paragraph. The right shoulder pain was diagnosed as a torn rotator cuff, period. She was scheduled for surgery but canceled, period. She was treated with medication, comma, physical therapy, comma, as well as an injection, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was the next day. She was seen at St. Vincent's emergency room. She was treated and released after being given medicines, period. 4 to 5 days later, she was seen a second time at St. Vincent's urgent care in Avon. She was given medicines, period. She saw her family doctor at American Health Clinic a few times, period. She had an MRI of the knees, back, and shoulder, period. She was referred to orthopedics and she was given injections in her shoulder, period. She was advised that she needs shoulder surgery, period. She was seen by other orthopedic specialists, period. More physical therapy was given, period. She was referred to Hendricks County Orthopedics, period. She was referred to Avon for her back and advised injections, period. She was seen at Goodman Campbell Brain and Spine for her back, period. On her left knee, she had surgery July of 2025. That was done in Georgia at Specialty Orthopedics, period. She was seen at Beech Grove Chiropractic several times, period. She had physical therapy at IU West and saw orthopedics at IU West, period. She had more physical therapy, period. She was seen at Brownsburg Orthopedics. Before this fall injury in April of 2024, because her left knee at work got bruised and contused and was treated with physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports involving balls and running, comma, lifting over 2 pounds, comma, walking over a half block, comma, standing over 3 minutes, comma, and sitting over 20 minutes, period. She has problems with sleep, comma, driving over 20 minutes, comma, sex, comma, and swimming, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for high blood pressure, comma, a statin, comma, diabetes medicines, comma, and occasional diuretic, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, exercises, comma, a left knee brace, comma, in a proper shoe for support, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and edema, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals left knee surgery 2017 for a torn meniscus, as well as repeat surgery July of 25 related to this fall, period. She also has had left shoulder rotator cuff surgery, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, and partial hysterectomy, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the low back was injured 20 years ago in an automobile accident that was treated 3 to 4 weeks without permanency, period. The patient does feel that her herniated disc was possibly before this fall, period. Her left knee had a prior torn meniscus in 2017 when she slipped on stairs. It resolved 100% in approximately 3 months without residual pain or problems 3 months after the first surgery, period. Her right shoulder was hurt, possibly job-related, in April of 2024. She was told it was a sprain and treated about 1 month, period. This fall aggravated her prior shoulder injury, period. She was told that she has a torn rotator cuff, period. She is unsure if the fall injury was likely the cause of this torn rotator cuff, and apparently the cause has not been able to be determined, period. She has not had any other fall injuries, period. She has not had serious automobile accidents, period. She had a work injury April of 2024 where she sprained her right shoulder, period. Her left knee was injured at work April of 2024. She was told she had a sprain and treated 8 weeks, but she had total resolution, period. Her left shoulder had a torn rotator cuff on the job lifting mail in 2015, period. In 2014, her left wrist and hand had problems with carpal tunnel period. Her right wrist and hand was injured at work in March of 2024. It was treated 4 months and has permanency and will get surgery in the future for the ganglion cyst and nerve period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of mail processing clerk, full-time period. She missed 16 months of work period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall injury of the at the Speedway gas station on July 26, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. Upon review, new paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Avon Emergency Department, July 27th, 2024, HPI, evaluation of body pain after a fall she sustained earlier this afternoon, period. Was walking in the gas station and tripped on some uneven concrete and landed on her hands and knees, period. She had small scrapes and bruises to her hands and knees. She noted her back began to hurt as well as increasing hand pain and knee pain, period. On physical examination, abnormalities documented, including bruising to the right thenar eminens, period. Ganglion cyst just distal to the radial styloid on the volar aspect, period. Medical decision-making, the patient with a fall in resultant musculoskeletal pain. I suspect this is just a delayed presentation of her musculoskeletal pain, period. She decided to hold off on considerations at the expense of imaging today, and I believe this is reasonable, period. Diagnoses are 1, right hand pain, 2, low back pain, 3, fall. Period. End of report. Plainfield Emergency Department, August 17th, 2024. Pain in left knee since March, right elbow since January, back since July, period. Seeing physical therapy for all, period. HBI, I saw her towards the end of July for a fall in a parking lot without significant injury, period. Since then, she has developed progressive wrist pain, comma, back pain, comma, shoulder pain, comma, knee pain, period. She has seen multiple specialists for this, period. She has had MRIs of her knee as well as shoulder and wrist, period. End of report. Optimum note. October 8th, 2025, history is left knee pain, period. The pain is sharp, period. Patient had arthroscopic surgery July 10th in Georgia and now in physical therapy at IU, period. End of report. Optimum note, August 8th, 2025, knee pain onset 3 weeks ago, period. Patient is status post specialty orthopedics in Gainesville, Georgia, arthroscopy with debridement, period. Assessment, primary osteoarthritis of left knee, status post arthroscopy and debridement on July 10th in Georgia, comma, tear of medial meniscus left knee, period. End of report. Optimum note, September 9th, 2024, chronic pain secondary to falls, period. On physical examination, gait is antalgic limp, toe walk, comma, left side, period. Patient has knee, comma, ankle and wrist splint and braces, period. Assessments include traumatic incomplete tear of the right rotator cuff, comma, acute pain of the left knee, comma, pain in the right wrist, comma, radial styloid tenosynovitis, comma, and lumbar spondylitis, period. End of report. Optimum Note, May 5th, 2025, presents for follow-up of a chronic right shoulder pain and partial rotator cuff tear period. The patient states that since moving to a new job at the post office where she does significant reaching overhead, she has been having increased pain in the right shoulder period. She is wanting to consider surgical intervention period. End of report. Optimum Note, March 10th, 2025, returns for follow-up of her chronic right shoulder pain, partial rotator cuff tear period. The patient has done physical therapy and injections, but continues to have pain with lifting period. Assessment is traumatic, incomplete tear of the right rotator cuff period. The doctor states that they went over further measures, including surgery, which should be a right shoulder arthroscopy with rotator cuff repair and decompression period. End of report. Emergency department note, August 25th, 2024. Patient states she slipped and fell around July 26th period. Patient states she continues to have left knee pain that travels up her leg and into her calf period. She also continues to have back pain period. Patient states she has history of left knee surgery and chronic back pain period. X-rays of the left knee showed degenerative osteoarthritis. X-rays of the lumbar spine showed early degenerative lumbar spondylosis and facet osteoarthritis period. Final diagnosis is chronic midline low back pain, comma, left knee pain, comma, unspecified chronicity period. End of report. MRI of the right shoulder, August 15th, 2024, showed supraspinatus tendinosis period. At the insertion, concerning for a small region of non-acute intrasubstance tearing, comma, comprising nearly 50% of the tendon thickness period. End of report. MRI of the lumbar spine, September 3rd, 2024, showed mild lumbar spondylitic changes as well as posterior disc osteophyte period. End of report. Office visit, Eskenazi Health, primary care, July 29th, 2024, reports falling while at a gas station, July 26, 2024. Abnormalities noted on examination, including tender to palpation, left anterior knee and left lateral knee with mild anterior bruising, comma, tenderness anterior right knee without bruising, period. Tenderness bilateral shoulders along the lateral aspect, period. Mild right medial elbow pain, period. Tenderness along the right thoracic spine, period. Antalgic gait to left knee but weight bearing well, period. Diagnosis is fall from standing, comma, acute pain of the right knee, comma, acute pain of both shoulders, comma, acute right-sided thoracic back pain, period. End of report. Hendricks orthopedic note, August 19th, 2024. New patient being seen today for back pain due to fall, July 26, 2024, period. The back had no issues prior to this fall, period. Objectively, they found very tender thoracic and lumbar paraspinals, comma, facets, comma, spinous process, comma, intraspinous ligaments, period. Pain with forward flexion at 90 degrees, comma, extension at 20 degrees, comma, side bending at 45 degrees, comma, pain in back on straight leg raising, period, gait antalgic, period, assessment, acute bilateral low back pain, comma, strain of thoracic region, comma, strain of lumbar region, comma, lumbar facet joint syndrome, comma, and lumbar contusion, period. End of report. Specialty orthopedics note, October 2nd, 2024. Presents today via telemedicine video conference, complaining of right shoulder pain and left knee pain, period. MRI of her left knee shows a medial meniscus tear in chondromalacia, period. And MRI of her right shoulder shows impingement bursitis and a partial rotator cuff tear, period. In regards to her left knee, comma, my recommendation is for a left knee scope and partial meniscus debridement, period. In relationship to the right shoulder pain due to rotator cuff tendonitis, comma, impingement bursitis, comma, and partial rotator cuff tear, if she fails conservative care for her right shoulder, including a home exercise program, we will talk about arthroscopic intervention, period. End of report. Specialty Orthopedic Surgery Center, date of operation, July 9th, 2025. This is prior to her present fall injury, period. Procedure performed, left knee video arthroscopy with partial medial meniscus debridement, period. Two, left knee arthroscopic abrasion, arthroplasty, and microfracture, period. Post-op diagnosis is one, left knee medial meniscus tear, period. Two, left knee chondromalacia, period. End of report. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are one, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy. Number two, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, in history of tear of the medial meniscus, period. Number three, right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, tendonitis, comma, bursitis, comma, and partial right rotator cuff tear, period. Number four, reactivation and aggravation of prior pathology of the lumbar region, comma, left knee, comma, and right shoulder, period. Number five, several contusions. Number six, bilateral hand pain and trauma. Number seven, cause of right shoulder tear indeterminate. Number eight, thoracic strain, period. The above eight diagnoses were directly caused by the fall injury in the Speedway gas station, July 26, 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient has had an increase in pain and trauma as a result of these injuries, period. This has caused a potential permanent impairment with decreased range of motion and pain in the lumbar region, comma, left knee, comma, and right shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses may include a left total knee replacement in the future, which was advised by her doctors, as well as right shoulder surgery, period. These two surgeries would partially be contributed to and aggravated by the fall in the Speedway gas station, period. Continuation of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications would be $80 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional injections in the left knee and right shoulder, as well as back, would be approximately $2,000, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. A knee and back brace should also be considered, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client over the telephone, period, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.